Your North Iowa news continues on 95.1 The Bull. Flood warnings have been canceled for the Cedar River at Charles City and the Winnebago River at Mason City. A flood warning remains in effect until tomorrow morning for the Shell Rock River at Shell Rock or from Flood Creek near Clarksville to the Cedar River. At 3:45 this morning, the stage was 12.5 feet. River expected to fall below flood stage of 12 feet just after midnight tonight. Flood warning also in effect until tomorrow evening for the Cedar River at Cedar Falls or from the West Fork Cedar River to the Cedar Falls Waterloo City limits. At 3:45 this morning, the stage was 89.5 feet. River expected to rise to a crest of 90.1 feet this evening. They will then fall below flood stage of 89 feet early tomorrow afternoon. One man was injured after his van collided with a semi about 15 miles northwest of Charles City. The Floyd County Sheriff's Office says they responded to a two-vehicle wreck at the intersection of 150th Street and Glass Avenue about 2 p.m. Tuesday afternoon. A Chevy Express van driven by Tyler Hicks of Rudd was southbound when it crashed into the westbound Freightliner semi driven by Jeremy Brown of Norris Springs. The FCSO crash report indicates that Brown pulled out into the path of Hicks' vehicle, which was a total loss. Damages to the semi were estimated at $10,000. Hicks was transported by AMR ambulance to Floyd County Medical Center for treatment of unspecified injuries. The Rudd and Norris Springs Fire Departments also responded to the crash site about 1 mile north of Rudd. A North Iowa drug investigation has led to over 3 years in federal prison for a Fort Dodge man for drug trafficking. Evidence at the plea and sentencing hearing showed that on September 14th of last year, an officer with the Clear Lake Police Department was dispatched for a driving complaint. The reporting party advised there was a dark-colored motorcycle, dim headlight, and no taillights. The officer located the motorcycle and conducted a traffic stop, leading to the arrest of 61-year-old Alan Beyer for driving infractions. Beyer and the motorcycle were searched, with law enforcement recovering almost $900 in cash, 10 grams of cocaine, over 80 grams of marijuana, and 235 grams of methamphetamine. Beyer further admitted to purchasing the drugs for $2,600 in Minnesota prior to being stopped and had plans to sell the meth in northern Iowa. Beyer pleaded guilty to possession with intent to distribute meth, and on Tuesday, he was sentenced in Sioux City by United States District Court Judge Leonard Strand to 42 months imprisonment and 3 years of supervised release following his federal prison term. Beyer remains in the custody of the United States Marshal until he can be transported to a federal prison. The case was investigated by Clear Lake Police. U.S. Senator Chuck Grassley made a stop in North Iowa on Tuesday as part of his 99-county tour of Iowa. Grassley visited and toured Grain Millers Incorporated in St. Ansgar, where he talked with company leaders, employees, and regular community members who were invited to participate. KIMT reports that, according to Todd Stolmeyer, CEO of Grain Millers, some of the company's biggest concerns going into the meeting were the ways in which some of the administration's policies were affecting its bottom line. He says a 25% increase on tariffs for imports from Canada are affecting his business's ability to import oats from north of the border, which amounts to around 90% of the oats they process. The company also imports some of the equipment it uses for milling from Switzerland, where the company faces a 39% tariff. The president of Wartburg College has received a contract extension. The Wartburg College Board of Regents this week approved a new deal that will keep President Rebecca Ehretzman in office through May 2031. Board of Regents Chair Michael McCoy says President Ehretzman's leadership of Wartburg College over the last 3 years has been outstanding. She's been instrumental in leading our institution through both challenges and opportunities while advancing our mission. Renewing her contract affirms our deep confidence in her vision for Wartburg, her integrity, and her commitment to our students and the future of the college. Ehretzman said, "The unwavering support I have received from the Board of Regents, senior leadership team, and alumni and friends across the country has led to our shared accomplishments over the past 3 years." Ehretzman was chosen as Wartburg's 18th president in 2022. During her tenure in Waverly, she has been recognized for her leadership and initiatives, including the launch of the Wartburg Commitment, a three-pronged approach to increase affordability and access in higher education. The New Hampton High School football team is set to open the season a week from this Friday, but will a new scoreboard be in place by then? Activities Director Corey McDonald gave the school board an update during their meeting earlier this week.
It will be coming this week. It's being shipped. It is coming.
It has shipped. Yes, that's female shipped. That's what they said, right?
It has shipped. It's somewhere in this world coming here.
McDonald previously told the board that the new scoreboard will be in a new position to allow Chickasaw's track athletes to see their running times as they finish their races on the track around the football field. The stadium is also home to Chickasaw Soccer, which also benefits from a field makeover, with Larson Landscaping school board approval earlier this year to regrade and reseed the grass surface.
Oh, and yeah, Kyle Larson, Jack Shaw. They're amazing. Just absolutely amazing. It's just great to look at, and it's going to be awesome to play them. Just night and day improvements with that football facility in 1 year. Again, credit to decisions made by the board and others have stepped up and helped out.
Costs for the upgrades, which also included installation of a new automated irrigation system under the field, were covered by donations of work, materials, and money. There's also the new sound system, which McDonald says will get a boost thanks to the recent Max Out Week as part of the Summer Strength and Conditioning Program.
We had our power hour, as we called it, and we're up on the track with our kids maxing out, and we were able to raise over $4,000, and that money will be used to go towards paying for the new sound speaker system at the football stadium. So it was a really successful event.
The Chickasaws open the 2025 football season at home against LaPorte City Union on August 29th. A couple of notices for outdoor enthusiasts in North Iowa. A Mitchell County Conservation Board Facebook post says that due to recent high water levels on the Cedar River, Halverson Park and Otranto Park will be closed until further notice. They also share a heads up for River Rats and Paddle Pals that construction at the Bennett Access Two Poles Canoe and Kayak Launch has begun. Local crews will be working on site for the foreseeable future, so plan your paddles accordingly, noting that Interstate Park, Cedar Bridge Park, Spring Park, and T38 Access are great alternatives. For the latest updates, call 641-732-5204 or watch for updates on the Mitchell County Conservation Board Facebook page. I'm Mark Pitts reporting at your North Iowa News on 95.1 The Bull, also available online at 95.1thebull.com.